You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
God bless football, Mikey A.
God bless football, Mike Golic.
God bless football, Stu. Here we go.
Thank you, Mike. Brock Purdy, blah, blah, blah.
Come on, seriously? That's where you're going to go right out of the gate?
Yes, I am. Go ahead, Mike. Give me your thoughts, because that was a great game last night, a great game for the Ravens. I think that bodes well for the Dolphins. I'll explain why in a second here, but let's get your thoughts here on the Ravens beating up the San Francisco 49ers at their place last night, Mike.
They did. Listen, first and foremost, give credit to Baltimore. I mean, we talk about complete teams. Finally, the help they gave Lamar at the wide receiver position, and I'll get into Lamar. And that defense reminds me kind of like, I hate to do this, the old school, mean, hard-hitting defenses and just aggressiveness that Mike McDonald, their D coordinator, is showing. It is fun to watch. Now, Brock Purdy, four interceptions, two were tips, and the third, he got his arm hit when he threw the ball. So very tough to say, really bad four interceptions on him. The one in the red zone that Kyle Hamilton got in the end zone, that was a bad one. He got burnt on that
one. Mike, the other one where he knew he had a free play and still threw the ball anyway was a terrible decision by Brock Purdy.
Yeah. Listen, so the interceptions, like I said, three of the four were not really on him. But his decision-making for the night, it wasn't one of his better nights. But give a lot of credit to Baltimore for that. You know, that Baltimore – kind of muted those weapons that San Francisco that we keep talking about because Kittle was making catches. I mean, I think he led them in receptions. Kittle and then Ayuk and Deebo Samuel, Sam Darnold actually came in and took him right down on a drive to score. You're like, it was weird because he takes him down to score. It looked like Purdy was going to go back in the game.
Right.
He had a pinched nerve. And went up to Kyle Shanahan, and they talked, and that was it. Purdy was done for the night. I'm sure it was, we don't want to risk anything further, though. You're not going to get much further with a pinch nerve. I had a million of those. But, again, when you're a quarterback, it's a different story. So it was better safe than sorry in that situation.
Mike, the way I read it was, and Kyle Shanahan spoke to Brock Purdy. Purdy went up to Shanahan, said, I'm good to go. Shanahan put the old, the play calling sheet right in front of his face so no one could read his lips.
Told
Purdy, hey, you know, Sam just scored a touchdown. You're hurt. I'm going to ride with Sam the rest of the game and see what happens. I am guaranteeing you, Mikey, I was thinking, holy shit, Sam Darnold's going to come back and win this game, and we're going to have that moment that we're going to have with Zach Wilson 5 years from now.
I mean, amazing. Because we almost got the same moment of, you know, with Tyrod Taylor going in for Tommy DeVito and the DeVito era ending, right? I see the comparison between, you know, that Darnold and Purdy.
He should have took the $20,000 from the pizza place, I'm telling you.
Yeah. How about it, huh? But, I mean, listen, that's why they kept Sam Darnold. That's why. You know, but listen, it didn't lead to a win, but he's a competent enough quarterback to try and keep your team's head above water. But let me tell you, the ship started sinking, O-lineman after O-lineman after O-lineman going down for the 49ers. My God. I mean, all of a sudden, Jadeveon Clowney looked like the number one pick of the draft again because he's going against a second and third string. I mean, they shifted.
Yes.
Guy, they had to. They were on their last offensive lineman of the guys that they had nicked up. So they had to switch guys around, and it was just feast time for Baltimore, it's not like they need the help. They came in leading in sacks. So it's not like they don't know how to get to the quarterback. So it's just like sharks circling and a whole bunch of blood in the water that just keeps getting worse and worse.
I just want to clean something up, and we'll get to your thoughts here on Lamar Jackson. Purdy had that interception where two flags were thrown. He knew even if he completed the pass, the play was coming back because it was obvious holding, and he still put the ball out there and it got picked off. You need to throw that out of bounds, Mike. It was not his best night. I'm not going to write him off, but it was not his best night.
Agreed. It was not his best night. And again, we put some of that on. That was only statistically the best defense in the NFL he was playing against. So there's a reason he had an off night, and there's a reason they say defense wins championships. I'm not going to go that far, but defense is a huge, obviously, part of the game. Defense has kind of pretty much outplayed offenses this year. We've talked about it all year, that offenses haven't looked as good. Defenses have looked really good, and the Baltimore Ravens defense is one of them. Now, you get Kyle Hamilton nicked up at the end. Let's hope it's nothing serious. He had an MCL. He had a brace already on the knee. He hurt it again. Those things are so painful, the MCLs. It's a smaller ligament. It hurts really, really bad. So hopefully that won't be a lot of time, if any, lost there. Because that guy has turned into one of the great Swiss Army knives in this league what he can do. Remember when he first came in the league, it was kind of, where do we play him? Now it's like, where don't we play him? We play him deep. We play him linebacker depth. We play him on the line. I mean, he has really developed into one of the better safeties in the league, and that's helping what's already been a great defense.
Mikey, put me in the living room as Sam Darnold scores that touchdown. He's driving again. Did you think we were going to have a moment, Mikey? Were you furious at Sam Darnold last night?
No, because I always knew he would succeed as soon as he left the Jets and then Carolina.
Abby said, that's Sam Darnold from the Jets? I said, yeah. She goes, he looks like a different person. I go, that's what good coaching and a competent organization looks like, Abby.
Now again, he was 4 for 5 on that touchdown drive, and then he was 4 for 9 the rest of the way.
I know.
But a lot was thrown on him. That's a tough part to come into the game when you're down like that and have to throw yourself back into the game and you can't use a lot of the offense. So I just say chalk this one up for Baltimore. Injuries hurt San Francisco on the O-line, but Baltimore looked good. And Lamar Jackson, it's always so amazing to see when you're at the top sport, you have the most elite players in that sport in the world, and one guy just looks different still.
Yep.
Right? And that's Lamar. I mean, his movement, the frustration – let me tell you, I would look so bad rushing against him because I was not a great pass rusher by any stretch of the imagination. And to have that guy, I would have to get so lucky to get a hand on him. He is incredible. I mean, he makes great athletes look silly.
Warner.
It's unbelievable with how smooth he looks. Oh, that one. When he's running and Fred Warner's got him one-on-one. I mean, come on. There's no shot. And nothing against Fred Warner, who's a great running back. This is just literally one of the most elite athletes in the world. Showing his stuff in the open field, it's ridiculous how athletic this guy is. And again, as we said, they got him some weapons. He ends up throwing over 250, no interceptions, 2 touchdowns. That's the key, no interceptions. So big night for Baltimore. Look good.
Mike, I'll tell you a quick story. I remember speaking to Dominique Foxworth. I was on the telephone with him. He was out at Ravens training camp. He's a former Raven, of course, won a Super Bowl there. And he was watching practice. And this is early in Lamar's career. And he said, he goes, do you know how hard it is on a field of world-class athletes
yes.
for one of the guys to stand out head and shoulders above everyone else? And I said, must be pretty difficult. He goes, Lamar Jackson's that guy.
He is. I mean, it's just crazy how good he is. And he's completing over 66% of his passes for the year, still in single digits on interceptions with 7, has 19 touchdowns. But his running, you know, is ridiculous of what he does. Well, I think he's close to 800 yards now with a couple of games to go. They win this week. And, oh, by the way, another, you know, we talked about the great matchup of Baltimore and San Francisco. Now we go right to Baltimore and Miami.
Yes.
And if Baltimore wins this game, that they're the number one seed in the AFC.
Before we get to that game, because I do think what happened last night actually benefits the Dolphins, because all the talk leading up to this game will be about Baltimore, Lamar winning the MVP, and the Dolphins just kind of sailing under the radar there. But before we get there, Mike, you know this. Baltimore, no one ever talks about this. Oh, or at least I feel like no one ever talks about this. I think we all know they're one of the great organizations in the NFL.
Yeah.
But when everyone starts talking about best head coach in the NFL, you'll get Kyle Shanahan.
Right.
You'll get Andy Reid. You'll get Bill Belichick. You know what name you rarely get? It's John Harbaugh. He's one of the best coaches in the NFL, Mike.
He is. And you know what? One of the differences, you know, you talked about Andy Reid. Now, Belichick, obviously, what has been talked about, but Andy Reid calls plays. Kyle Shanahan calls plays, you know, so that adds to it as well. John Harbaugh is just what he is, a great coach.
Yeah.
This is a guy who was a special team coach that became a head coach and now has the longevity of Mike Tomlin, you know, Bill Belichick, Pete Carroll, you know, and what he has done. You're right. It's a heck of an organization that has just built very well. And now we finally, as we always say, finally build around your quarterback, and they finally did a little bit this year. So, that, I mean, we've done this though every week, Stu and Mikey. We almost change weekly. At least the last couple of weeks, it's been San Francisco is the dominant team. San Francisco is the dominant team. But before that, they had their 3-game losing streak. Philly had their 3-game losing streak. Still doesn't look all that great yet. Buffalo's been up and down. It's like, who do we pick? The Cowboys look great, and then they get smoked. So it's like, who do you pick now? So, you know, the flavor of the week is Baltimore.
It's funny how that works. So you mentioned the Dolphins, and I'm wondering here, Mike, because that game is coming up, and essentially whoever wins that game is going to be the one seed in the AFC. So it is a monster game, 1 o'clock in Baltimore, Dolphins at Baltimore. But what'd you make of the Dolphins, Mike? Because they did the one thing that people criticized them for. They hadn't beaten a good team. Well, they didn't just beat a good team.
Yeah.
They beat the team, as you just pointed out, that 2 weeks ago was everyone's best team in the NFL. And, Mike, they did it with defense. And I think that's encouraging for Dolphins and their fan base.
Listen, we know about the power of their offense. So, and as we always talk about going into, you know, the playoffs, how's your running game? How's your defense? Because that's one of the things that's obviously going to carry you far is how well you are there because of the possibility of weather that you may travel to. And now Miami could pull it out and be the number one seed and everything goes through Miami. But they're sitting there in a top five, you know, in defense. You know, I don't know if the expectation was there. You knew Cleveland would be up there. You knew Baltimore would be up there. Kansas City, you know, has been up there as well, though not so much as of late. But, you know, here's Miami. You know, they came into the weekend second to Baltimore in sacks.
Yes.
I mean, again, you asked people to guess who it would be. I don't think many were guessing Miami. So give a lot of credit there to what's going on with that team. But Vic Fangio, right, going down there and doing his thing.
Yes.
I mean, you know, he's been a defensive guy, obviously, his entire life. And I talked to – me and Mike talked to Bradley Chubb a week or so ago – and about the difference of Vic Fangio, because when Bradley Chubb was in Denver and Vic was the head coach, to now the coordinator and just running the defense. And Bradley was like, listen, we always loved this guy's defense, you know, what it was about. He just had obviously different responsibilities when you're the head coach, but now he can just focus on the defense again. And that's a monster thing, because you already have a team that you could get away with outscoring an opponent because of the talent you have. You know, as long as you keep those guys healthy, you had Tyreek nicked a little bit. Waddle's been nicked a little bit. Those guys, I mean, and those guys are like, as my son Mike would put it, when they get nicked, it's like a pebble can bounce up off the road into an engine on a Ferrari. It doesn't take much, and they can be nicked a little bit. But if they're on, you know they can stick with a team and win 35, 32, 38, 35. But to know now that you could have a defense that could stifle an offense, that is huge. That, I mean, what a we just said, wow, the game of the year in Baltimore and San Francisco. And now this Baltimore-Miami game is monstrous.
It really is. I've been saying all year, Mike, I wonder if you agree. I've been saying the entire year, if the Dolphins, now I think they have to get the one seed to have a shot, but if they do get that one seed and it's two home games to the Super Bowl, the Dolphins have a really good chance, because at that stadium, man, they're a different team, Mike. They're just better at home, like most teams, than they are on the road, but they're dominant at home.
Yeah, it's like we talked about the Cowboys. The Cowboys have been dominant at home and not as good on the road.
Right.
That shows. So, and yes, now they're most likely going to be the fifth seed and have to do everything on the road. So a lot of people are kind of saying, pushing them to the side. So, but Miami is the other way now, you know, to be able to have everything and have the decent weather. I mean, the worst thing in the world you want to do if you're from Miami is have to go to Buffalo or eventually to, you know, any kind of a snow place if it snows in Kansas City, you know, because now
we're back to Baltimore. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Because yes, now look, you have Patrick Mahomes and doing something he's never done. He's going to have to go on the road.
Good.
You know, to win. Yeah. So it's different for them. So it comes down. And for me, I'm looking forward to it, because if Miami were to lose this game, or I'm sorry, if Miami were to lose this game to Baltimore, week 18 schedule, you know, hasn't been set yet. It may be, if Buffalo wins this week and Miami loses, the Sunday night game that I get to go to, like I'm doing Green Bay at Minnesota this Sunday. Next week, it might be Buffalo at Miami, and that would be for the division. If Miami loses this coming week and Buffalo wins,
right,
Buffalo would be one loss behind. But if they beat Miami, they would have swept Miami, same record. They would win the division. We could be talking about Miami being the number one seed, and in 2 weeks, they could only get as good as the five seed. I mean, it's crazy what's going on.
It's that kind of season. Mike, it's so great, because this week you have, like, just about every game has some sort of meaning to somebody. I mean, you have Bucks and Saints, you have Colts and Raiders, you have Seahawks and Steelers. All those games are monster games for these teams, Mike.
Huge, because you're not just looking at the top. Like I said, my game is Green Bay at Minnesota. You know,
big game.
That's the 8th and 10th seed right now, just on the outside looking in, both with 7 and 8 records. And when you say 8th and or 10th seed, you're like, oh, they're going to be – no. I mean, the 7th is just 8 and 7. They're all just one game behind. The Rams, which, man,
oof,
are playing well right now, and Seattle are the 6-7 slot at 8 and 7. So, and nothing's going to happen to Dallas. They're going to keep that 5 seed, but pretty much it looks like. All of these games are becoming very big, not just for the top, but for, it's just like we're going to talk about next year in the college playoffs. We're going to be arguing over 8 through 14, right? And here we're trying to see who's going to get, you know, 5 or 6, 7. It can go all the way down. Whoever the 10th and 11th seed is now still has a shot for it. So very exciting.
Check him out, Gojo and Golic, weekdays 8 to 10 on the DraftKings Network, and also wherever you get your podcast, Golic and Smetty as well. He's got you have the Vikings and Packers coming up this weekend, and we will get to the Chiefs here in a second. We also have a special feature for you that Billy started last week, Mike. If the season ended today, we will finish up with that, okay? Right. Which is why Mikey was smiling when you brought up the Lions, I believe.
Yes, okay.
The Rams and the Lions. Oh, my God, if the season ended now. All right, we'll get to that in a second, though. But, Mike, I am wondering, are you surprised? We had Baker Mayfield. You and I spoke to Baker Mayfield in Lake Tahoe before the season started. Are you surprised it's gone this well for Baker Mayfield in Tampa?
No, because this is kind of what he does. He can be a guy you kind of grab. Players love him. He's such a team guy.
Yes.
Players love him. O-linemen love him. I mean, he's just a great teammate. But unfortunately, he could just be inconsistent. But he'll have a consistent year and he'll play really well. And you'll be like, okay, that's the number one pick in the draft. and then he'll play horribly and turn the ball over a ton of times. And all of a sudden you go like, ah, that's the Baker Mayfield. I'm sure there's a lot of people right now that are saying, oh, he's fooled Tampa Bay into making him the top quarterback next year. And then next year you'll see the real Baker Mayfield. You know what? Screw that. Dude's playing ball right now. And that's all you can go on. What have you done for me lately? And right now he's not turning the ball over. Again, I keep saying I look at that INT column for quarterbacks, because in this year of it's been more defense and offense, the worst thing you can do as an offense is turn the ball over, give the other team's offense another possession and maybe field position, and he's not doing that. 26 touchdowns now and, what, 8 interceptions? I mean, he looks great. He, in my opinion, he deserves to keep being the quarterback of that team, because also, remember, they're not going to have a high pick. And you're talking about maybe 2 to possibly 3 true graded first-round picks. But we know how it works. There'll be 4, maybe 5 quarterbacks taken in the first round because teams just can't help themselves and say, I can make this guy, you know, like a first-rounder. But they're not going to be in a position to pick high. So if they wanted to get one of those type of quarterbacks, they'd have to trade assets, and they might just go, we're good here.
Right.
You know, we're good here. But unfortunately, you know how people are. It's like the potential of someone you haven't seen to, we know Baker Mayfield. Look how he's playing this year. But back in 2019, he had 22 touchdowns and 21 interceptions. You know, which Baker Mayfield are we going to get? Or is he going to get hurt? Because that dude will throw himself into anybody.
Well, anything, Mike, that's what anywhere. I love about it. Mike, the guys in Tampa, these are guys, most of them played with Tom Brady and won a Super Bowl. And they're like, hey, we love the way Baker competes. Yeah. I love that shit, man.
You know where Baker would be fun to watch if he had this attitude and was a Buffalo Bill fan and not a football player? Could you imagine him out in the tailgates, the flaming tables he would be bouncing off of with his attitude, man? I love his attitude. I love him. He's a guy I wish would play consistently well, because I just love what he does.
He's doing it now, Mike.
I always think of it as a teammate, and he is.
Right.
So that's the question. Will Tampa Bay hold on to that and say, okay, you're our guy going forward? Maybe they'll still get a quarterback, you know, but give Baker the reins, but if they get a quarterback in the first round, you always know that's the end of the story. But I don't think they will. I don't think they will. They may take one later on in the draft. I think Baker's going to get that shot. Good on him. Good for him.
Mike, a lot of the success that Tampa Bay quarterbacks, Tom Brady, Baker Mayfield, have had is because of Mike Evans, and he's going to be a free agent. So if Tampa is stuck with a decision to keep Evans or Baker, do you think they keep Baker?
See, I don't know their money situation, because here's the thing. Both are old. Both are vets. So if you're going to win, you're going to need them both to win. It's not like you're going to start rebuilding something and say, okay, let's keep Baker, but let's get rid of the guy who for, what, 9, 10, 20 straight years has been a 1,000-yard receiver. Even though he's getting up there in age and he gets nicked every now and then, you're going to win. You got a group right now that you need to add to, and you don't want to take away a big part, even though Mike Evans, like I said, he's been there a while. When did he get into the league? And it's 2014, you know? So he's been there a while, but he's still playing great. So I don't think you can subtract one of those pieces.
Mike, Joe Flacco, who is about, I don't know, 2 or 3 years younger than you are. You have to love this story. You're from Cleveland. You have to love this story, Flacco. It's so great.
How could... I'm trying to think of who else, because we kept saying D'Amico Ryans for a while, right? And what he was doing in Houston.
Right.
How does Kevin Stefanski not win Coach of the Year? And earlier on, they were talking about, you know, do we need to get rid of this guy? You have 4 quarterbacks, and you're solidly in the 5th slot for the playoffs. And because, oh, by the way, the other team in your division in Baltimore is going to be the number 1 seed. I get it. You're on your 4th quarterback, and you have 10 wins. 10 wins with the potential of 12 wins.
Crazy.
I mean, that is unreal what they have done. And, oh, by the way, you lost Nick Chubb as well.
Yeah.
One of the best running backs in the league. And you've made chicken salad out of that one. Amari Cooper, it was unbelievable. And Njoku is getting a lot more, you know, in sync with Flacco. And we know what that defense is about. They, to me, are probably one of the best stories this year because as we talk about teams that go through two, three, there's a couple with four. I think Minnesota's gone through four quarterbacks as well. And this team is a 10-win team with four quarterbacks. Incredible. I mean, it kind of makes the owners and Haslam maybe cringe every time they have to sign Deshaun Watson's check every week to say, we got 10 wins without this guy.
Right.
You know, what do we give him $230 million for, which a lot of people are asking.
Don't write off D'Amico Ryans yet because C.J. Stroud should be coming out of protocol. Yeah. They could make the playoffs and then go to the Super Bowl for all we know this year. I mean,
they could. I mean,
that's crazy, Mike. The whole season's crazy.
They have been incredible. Obviously, losing Tank Dell hurt them. They get Nico Collins. They'll get him back. But if they can get Stroud back, they're sitting just one slot away from the Colts, you know, and they have the same record. So, yeah, these next couple of weeks are going to be a lot of fun to watch.
They have the same record as the Jaguars, who lead the division.
Right.
Jacksonville is starting, or in all honesty, that division is starting to – we always rip the NFC South. The AFC South is starting to look like the NFC South, right?
Right.
Where you're barely going to get you can't have a 500. One game over 500 or one game below 500 is going to win the division. We kept mocking the NFC South about that, but now at least the leader in the division, Tampa, has a winning division.
It's the South.
It is. Yeah, I know, but here's the great thing.
It's not the Southeastern Conference. It's just not worth it.
But, Mikey, they play the Titans, the Texans do this weekend, and then final week of the season, they play the Colts. I mean, what a year this is.
Yeah, been absolutely incredible. So
we
really start the you know, you'll make the playoffs if, and, or all that stuff starts, which makes my eyes glaze over. Hurts my head.
All right, before we get to
I just wish the season ended today.
Right, if the season did end today. Before we get to it, though, let's get his thoughts. Let's get Mike Golick's thoughts here. Mike, the Chiefs, what is going on? Three of the last four games, they have scored less than 20 points. Yesterday, they could sit there and complain about Kadarius Toney, the offensive line, this and that. And Travis Kelce could throw his helmet all he wants, okay? Yep. Yesterday, Mahomes fumble, terrible interception, should have thrown two more. That game was on Patrick Mahomes. I don't want to hear from those two guys bitching about their teammates. Nope. Some of this is on them, okay? Wow. So I don't know what's going on in Kansas City, Mike, but this is unlike anything we've ever seen from Patrick Mahomes.
There was the when Mahomes went down, it looked like, I don't know if he was berating the O-line or really trying to get on the O-line. Maybe he was trying to encourage him or whatever. And then he has a bad mistake on the field. I'm like, an O-lineman should go over in front of him and the other quarterbacks and start, you know, going at him. You're right. They could sit there and bitch and moan and complain. And they haven't done it as much now after the Kadarius Toney offside stuff. And listen, I heard Mahomes after the game, and he's right. He said, we have to clean up our mistakes. And he's right, whether it's drop passes or penalties or whatever it is, they have to clean up their own mistakes. But we keep giving a team like them the benefit of the doubt, correct? That they won't have as many penalties, or they won't drop as many balls, or they won't do this, or they won't do that. Because it's just like we would give to Bill Belichick and Tom Brady in New England all the time. Well, it's them. They'll figure it out. And we always say, well, it's Andy Reid, Mahomes, Kelce. They'll figure it out. Right now, it's a struggle for them. They don't put the fear into anybody anymore. You know, kudos to Rashee Rice. He has really kind of stepped up as that other receiver we've been waiting to find. But they're not putting the fear into anybody anymore. They're not the defense, which for a while was just absolutely outstanding. You know, they haven't been what they have been for a while now. I'm sitting there trying to – I mean, they gave up a little over 300 yards to Kansas City, but – that's still a team that's used to getting so much more. And the Raiders certainly aren't world beaters, but there has to be a lot of introspective looking in Kansas City. They're frustrated just by what Mahomes is doing, just by what Kelce is doing. These guys are used to being the number one seed in a fight for the Super Bowl every year. Now they have to go on the road. They're not as good, and it's showing in their frustration. So what a test for them to try and see if they can collect themselves or if they're just going to implode.
I look forward to seeing him go on the road and trying to get it done. Yep. I do, because they've never had to do it before. Are you going to be surprised if Kansas City makes it to the Super Bowl? Not wins it, just makes it.
In all honesty, I will.
Now you will, right? Well, that's interesting.
Because they're not playing as good as they've been, and for the first time, they've got to go on the road. They've got to – it's a road trip for them to the Super Bowl. So, yeah, I think there are teams playing – now, again, it's week to week now, but Baltimore, Miami, you could pick teams, maybe even Buffalo. Let's see how they finish up that are playing better. Now, could Kansas City put it together and make a run? That wouldn't shock us, but this year it would surprise me a little bit with the way they're playing and now changing to go on the road.
There is going to be a team like Miami or Baltimore when Patrick Mahomes comes strolling into the stadium and they've had such great regular seasons and they're going to say to themselves, what the fuck did we do to deserve this? You know,
how about this? We got this guy coming in here. Right. We pray for a lot of, though, you know, there are places you don't want snow. I mean, you want a good track for Lamar. You know, you want good weather for Lamar if everything goes through Baltimore.
Correct.
You know, because this guy is just a magician.
Mike, let me tell you, Mahomes is not going to sweat coming down to Miami to play the Dolphins. I promise you that.
No, he's not. No, he's not. They're going to have confidence, but it's they showed cracks in the wall this year without question that haven't been fixed just yet.
All right, let's quickly get to if the season ended today. Mikey A is going to give us the playoff matchups. We're going to give him our thoughts on if the season ended today. Because if the season did end today, there would be some delightful, amazing playoff matchups. So, Mikey A, the floor is yours. If the season ended today, next year, remind me to start this week one, okay?
All right, if the season ended today in the AFC, Baltimore would be your one seed.
Right? Yep.
So your first game would be the Indianapolis Colts at the Miami Dolphins.
Right. Dolphins. We can move quickly. Dolphins.
Dolphins. Yep. We're moving on that.
Dolphins, blow them out.
Yep.
Okay. Possibly my favorite matchup in the AFC because, again, much like the Patriots and Colts for years, we're going to again see the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen against Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. In Kansas City.
Wow. Yep. If the season ended today.
Yeah, right. If the season ended today.
Right. What? I wish it did.
This is a game that where we had a rule change in overtime, right? Because
right.
of these two
yes.
teams.
Yes. So, I'd take Buffalo here, Mike. I would.
Right now, I would probably take Buffalo, but that's one that if Kansas City won it, I would not be the least bit shocked. But for the purposes of this, I would take Buffalo.
Same.
Allen Mahomes becoming the new Manning Brady, or at least this kind of version of it.
Well, I mean, that's what we're looking at, right? Because, all the other teams don't have starting quarterbacks out there. So,
right. No, only the top teams do. It's weird, right?
Exactly right. Yes. Exactly right.
Well, yes.
Yep. Well, then we move on to a team with a juggernaut starting quarterback. The Cleveland Browns would travel to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yep. Oh, I would take the Browns.
How do we have any faith in Jacksonville at
this point? I don't.
If the season ended today.
Then Cleveland's defense, I mean, absolutely fantastic how they're playing. So, yeah, I mean, I would – you'd have – I mean, remember, they just played a couple of weeks ago. Cleveland won 31-27 in that one. But I would definitely take Cleveland, yes.
And Joe Flacco is not going to sweat going to Jacksonville simply because he doesn't sweat. And so
there you go.
Right, exactly right. Joe Cool. All right, so that's the AFC, right, Mikey?
That's the AFC. Okay, moving to the NFC.
See, Mike, it's a quick game, painless.
I like this.
Okay.
If the season ended today, San Francisco would be your number one seed.
Yep. Right.
And your first game would be a rematch of 2 weeks ago. Seattle would travel to Philadelphia this time.
I mean, I still got to go with Philly. Even though Philly is not what they've been, I would still take them over Seattle. I still like that D line of Philly. Secondary, you know, worries me, or the back seven a little bit. They've been having their troubles, and you're dealing with DK Metcalf and Lockett, which is tough. But I would still go with Philly there.
I would take Philly as well. I got a feeling Philly's going back to the Super Bowl. All right, next game. Yeah, so we both take Philly there.
Yes.
This is a beauty coming up.
This might be my favorite game of the entire weekend.
I need it to happen.
Yeah. The Rams traveling to Detroit to take on Jared Goff.
Settles everything. I mean.
Wow. That, you couldn't ask for a better. I mean, listen, when the NFL scripts out the season before the season starts.
Yes. They had good writers for that one.
Yes. Yeah. You couldn't ask for a better script right now. Both teams, the one thing in doing games for both these teams, the one thing I said about them both is the depth of talent. We've already talked about San Francisco and their depth of talent on offense. You can say the same thing about Detroit, which I did is when I saw him beat Denver. And then the same thing about the Rams when I covered them beating New Orleans. Just the way they can spread the ball around to different receivers. So this one may fall on the defensive side of the ball. Do I go with the home team here? Man, because I picked Detroit to make it to the NFC Championship game this year.
If Stafford really cares about those fans and that city, he will let Detroit steamroll the Rams. Right? He's already won his Super Bowl.
That's what he's going to do. Yeah, but
he's such a good guy.
Amazing. Detroit. The last time they won their division, it's not even a division in the NFL.
I would take the Rams here, Mike. I would. I know you're waffling a bit. It's a tough game to pick. I take the Rams.
This would be a pick 'em for me, but because I picked Detroit to go to the NFC title game, I will take Detroit to win at home. But this is easily a pick 'em for me.
So good.
All right, great game.
Your final game of the weekend, Dallas Cowboys going on the road, which they have proven is a little bit different to Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
All right, Mike, before you respond, I do subscribe to the theory that Dallas in that controlled environment at home is a much better team than they are on the road. Tampa, it can get muddy there. The field, they muck it up. I would take the Bucs to beat the Cowboys in this game.
The 10-5 Cowboys traveling to the 8-7 Buccaneers.
You know what, Stu? I'll go with you because that track can get sloppy.
Yes.
And Tampa knows how to play on that. And Dallas has not been good on the road. They can look great and they can look awful. And Tampa Bay just got something about them right now, man. They're like the little engine that could, right? They just keep going and going, and Baker just keeps going and going. And I'm one of those, if you don't have a rooting interest in a team, well, people will hear. They either love the Cowboys or hate them, so we know how that goes. But Tampa's a fun team to root for. It's like, oh, we don't think they can go that far, but maybe they can get a game. Well, you know what? I'll pick them as well to get this game.
I don't ask for much, man. I do. I ask for plenty. But listen, just give me Bucks and Browns in the Super Bowl. Just give it to me. Give me Baker versus the Browns in the Super Bowl, please.
That would be amazing. My wife actually picked the Browns and the Lions to be in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
So I don't know how many people went down that road.
When did she do this?
Beginning of the season.
Oh, wow. I mean, I'm not going to be shocked by anything.
I still think the biggest and best surprise this year has been the Browns. I'll go back to it.
Yes.
To be on your fourth quarterback and have 10 wins.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely amazing. So we'll see where they can go. But I like this game.
This
game better than your BCS ranking. So
all right, we found something that you like. We'll do it again every week, starting week one. And next year we'll do it starting week one.
Yeah. Oh, see, now I hate you guys again. I mean, seriously, week one we're going to do the first round playoffs, huh?
Gojo and Golic, 8-10 every morning on the DraftKings Network and wherever you get your podcast. Golic and Cimetti as well. He's got the Vikings and Packers coming up this weekend. Check him out there. Who got you the nicest gift of everyone in the family? Who got you the nicest holiday gift?
I am still waiting for some gifts. I have not received any gifts.
Really?
What can I tell you? No, in all honesty, we don't really get gifts anymore. I mean, we're kind of one of those that kind of, if we need it, we get it. So, yeah. You know what the gift is? Let me get mushy here. The gift is my grandkids. My Perfect. Kids and my grandkids.
The best.
Right? Yep. So that's the best. That's a very cool thing. And God bless football.
God bless football. We're going to have a gift for you, by the way, I believe next week. Right, Mikey? I'm not spoiling it. We're going to have a gift next week. Correct?
If you bring on Tony Baselli again, isn't that just continually re-gifting?
No, you're right. It is.
We changed the wrapping.
Right. Someone gifted me a friendship with Tony Baselli, and I keep passing it along to you. God bless football, Mike Golic.
God bless football, Mikey A.
God bless football, everyone.
Please give me Browns and Bucks. Oh.